This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
And we're,
don't tease me like that.
That would mean it would be time for wine, and
we'd be.
Then we could go have beer, and then we can have breakfast.
I'm in a mood.
Well, it's Friday, and I need it.
You're a bad influence.
I am.
you're a bad influence.
Hey, you're the one. Hey, I didn't have a beer for like 18 years before I interviewed for this job.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't set the meeting location. It's kind of what. Now, I don't know if Brady did that before I started working here, but.
Hey, it worked.
It did. It
you
did
got work. Me.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty proud of it, too.
As you should be.
I hated my alarm this morning. Hated my alarm in a big way. It was one of those, I'm like, it can't be that time already. I woke up, and that was the first thing in my brain was, oh, that's not my alarm going off. There's no way it's my alarm going off. I've been asleep for 2 minutes. It was my alarm going off. Hated it this morning, Brian.
I beat my alarm. I don't mean physically, because I've wanted to do that. I woke up like 10 minutes before it, and I checked the time and went, we get up now.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't have that willpower.
Oh,
I do
no,
not
I always,
have that willpower.
No, if I can get up and avoid that alarm going off and
really?
Waking a dog, waking the cat, waking my wife, all those things,
that's
I
fair.
Then kind of stealth-like tippy-toe Beverly Hills Ninja out into the living room to feed the cat, where I open the cat food and then the juice from the cat food squirts on me and I go rah, 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 to start the day, and then I'm wiping cat juice off of me.
That's gross.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it wakes you up really quicker than a cup of coffee, man. You squirt cat juice on you, cat food juice.
So wet food for your cat.
Gets wet food in the morning, and then it's dry food the rest of the day.
I don't know when the last time we fed our cat was. There's plenty of mice readily available. Good work, Leonard.
I know you leave Leonard to fend for himself. It's kind of a gypsy cat.
We went through where we were feeding him, and boy, he got too fat, and then he got lazy. That I realized where that fat cat, you know, saying comes from.
Garfield.
Yeah. Yeah,
when he gave up on the mice and started eating lasagna,
and that was
when you knew.
So I think I've said this, but I'm staying in our spare room, which is right next to Tate's room.
Get used to that.
It's been my choice so far.
It's not a bad one.
Because little Miss Tegan wakes up a lot.
Uh-huh.
I woke up this morning. Tate slept through the night. I was like, that's perfect. You know, I didn't have to get up. And I walk into the master room to go into the bathroom this morning. And boy, Tegan was upset about something. She was mad, and I'm like, this is fun. You know, 5:10 in the morning, and Tegan was pissed. I don't know. I'm like, Tegan, it's Friday. You can't be this mad.
Isn't it nice when the whole family wakes up with you?
but it's gotten to the point now, because like, it used to be special when my wife was awake when I was leaving.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I'm sorry, babe. Like, go back to sleep. And so I'm still trying to be as quiet as possible. It was like a head nod to her as I walked through there, because it was like neither of us wanted to talk to each other. Neither of us wanted to be up at that moment. It was a head nod, like, I love you. I love you. And off with our days.
Do you kiss her goodbye even if she's not awake?
No.
Oh, really? Okay, that's a tradition. Before leaving the house while she's sleeping, I just – and many times I don't get anywhere near her because she's covered in blankets. There's animals somewhere. I just kiss in the vicinity and whisper, I love you, and then head out and almost hope she doesn't hear me so she doesn't wake up and go, what? And then, rah, 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 then the dogs wake up.
Oh, I thought that was your impression of your wife. but no, before Tegan was
setting me up.
Before Tegan was born, yes. But now I do everything and anything I can to try let to sneak her out. Sleep because I can't, like, she's that sleep deprivation, you know, that I bitch about is way worse for her. I mean, it's starting to hit hard with a 17-month-old that loves running
what
around
the hell
everywhere.
Does she have to do? She's just hanging around with babies all day.
Yeah,
I mean, come on, that's a piece of cake.
Tegan's
you didn't say that, no. Did you? Okay.
Or anything similar the first time around. I remember the first time I told her that. I'm like, what are you talking about? Every day is Friday for you. And then she left me with the kids.
You dumb.
Yeah. Well, I learned. Like, listen, I think that's something. That's a father learning curve. Because it sounds awesome from like from where I'm at. Because, yeah, I love when I get home, I love being with the kids.
Yeah.
But it's different when you don't have someone to hand them to when the diaper's dirty.
It certainly is.
I want to say that was a long time ago, and I told her
you're
that
better now?
Every day is Monday for her. So that I made up for it, but it's an ongoing joke. Whenever I say something dumb, she's like, oh, yeah, every day is Friday for me. And then we actually do still laugh about it. But, I mean.
You lucky.
I married the right woman. There's no doubt about that. But Tegan's a month old now, so we've had Tegan for a month today, which is crazy because it feels like it was just yesterday that she was born.
Yeah, no kidding. Still haven't seen her.
But that sleep deprivation is smacking her. And now she's got a little bit of a cold. And I'm like, you keep up the good fight, babe. I'm like, the weekend's almost here. I've got no plans this weekend. I'll be around. By the way, we have a graduation party to probably go to that's an hour away. So we'll see about that. But I do not do anything to try and wake my wife. I try and avoid any waking of the wife this early in the morning, even if she doesn't know I love her every morning. I'll tell her when I get home when she's had some sleep.
This week on The Waking of the Wife, Tanner attempts to...
Yeah, it feels like a game show, man. It feels like a game show, but...
If I get out without a bark, which I did this morning, this was a very rare escape.
Yeah.
And I pulled it off, so things are going to go to crap.
That's the attitude.
Yeah.
That's the attitude.
No, it's going to be glorious. Everything's fine.
You got
it's
your
all fine.
Wish on a game seven.
I certainly did. Spurs dominated once again from what I did not watch.
These games have not been close.
I think there was one or two. Yeah.
Game one was the only one that was close. But other than that, it has not been. And, I have not been following. I needed a break from sports. And so when I checked back in, apparently Wimby avoided. He didn't do a press conference after game five when the Thunder beat him. He just did not. He didn't come out and talk to the media. He broke all the rules on all that stuff. And he responded by wearing a monk outfit to the game last night in his vow of silence because he didn't go out there. Like, listen, I don't know, like, if they win game seven, that's going to go away. That's going to go away in a hurry. It's going to be, who cares? If they lose game seven, I think antics like that are going to be, because that's what we do, right? We dismiss a lot of things if you're a winner. That you're like, wait, why are you doing that if you win? But if you lose, it's going to get put under a microscope and go, does this guy have the right mentality to be a championship? And I don't know if I should say we, but the talking heads will certainly do that.
Yeah, I certainly have none of that. I say big deal. That's kind of funny. I don't see any scandalous anything out of that.
It was a good response by him to wear the monk thing. But yeah. Nathan MacKinnon didn't do that at the end of the media availability either. There was like two people who spoke for the Avalanche, which I don't love that either. Like, you want to hear after the season comes to an end, you want to hear from your leader. But anyhow, so game one of this series went to double overtime. The Spurs won 122-115. Since then, Thunder 122-113, Thunder 123-108, Spurs 103-82, Thunder 127-114, and then Spurs 118-91. So yeah. They've been bad games, but it's game seven time.
Well, and it's hard to tell in the NBA because there's so many spurts in these games that it can be a game that was really close, and then there was just a five-minute period where things just went absolutely bonkers one way. And then it ends up being this final that actually for, 35 minutes of the game was a really good basketball game.
Last night, the Spurs had a run in the third quarter. They went on a 20-0 run. The Thunder didn't score for 7-some-odd minutes in this game. So they just locked down the Thunder. But I hope the Thunder sent home. I feel like the Thunder, they've got that championship mentality of, hey, we rise to these moments. And the Spurs, you know, typically teams, they've got to get there, they've got to get close, lose, and then they're ready to go. It happened with the Thunder, with the Nuggets, right? I mean, then the Nuggets dispatch them, and then they go on to their glory. And I feel like the Spurs have to do that still, but they also have a guy that we've never seen anything like
before
with Victor Wembanyama. So.
And they built a great team around him. Yeah. To compliment him.
Yeah, they really did. That guy, I mean, that guy is just absolutely insane.
He's fun. He's fun to watch, and I'm going to watch. I'll watch Game 7.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, Game 7, Saturday night.
Yeah.
You know, winner goes to the finals. And either way, the finals set up to be interesting, be it the Knicks in OKC or the Knicks in San Antonio.
The Knicks have won 10 in a row. But there's no doubt the Western Conference is better than the Eastern Conference.
But boy, the Knicks destroyed the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I mean, aside from Atlanta, they were down 2-1 to Atlanta in that first round. But like Game 7 is going to come down to who's behind the whistle. As bad as that sounds, Shea last night, he shot his normal 6 of 18, but he only had 3 free throw attempts. He had 17 free throw attempts in that Game 5 win and went for 30-some-odd points with 16 of those points coming from the free throw line. So it's
different when he doesn't get the whistle.
They're not a good team when he doesn't get the whistle. Like I mean, they are still a good team, but they're not a championship-winning team when he doesn't get the whistle, and that was evident by last night. But got that going this weekend, Game 7 Spurs. Thunder, and then Mitchell Robinson, the center for the Knicks, broke his pinky in that last game. So,
oh, really?
Because he's their big man stopper. So we'll see if he's there. But I'm kind of out on the NBA right now. I know I just rattled off a bunch of stuff.
I understand.
But that's easy box score stuff that's right here in front of me. I'm kind of just out on it right now. Like
I haven't watched it. I've followed it, and I'll pay attention, but I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
Anything really since the Nuggets got knocked out.
I'm with you, dude. I haven't watched it. I
certainly know everything
second.
That's happened, but I have not spent time watching a game.
And I'm just gonna say I don't know what time the Rockies play tomorrow, but if it's Rockies or Game 7, I'm gonna watch the Rockies. That could be lunacy, but also for the first time, there were some comments thrown around at the Eaton Country Club last night about my beard. Not great, Bob.
So are you trying to rally?
Yeah, trying to rally the troops. I think we just got to lock in. Let's get a couple wins here. Got the Giants. The Giants aren't a great team.
Talked to Skip about it?
I think we got a press conference call later today.
Okay,
we got to rally the troops. We got to get a couple wins here because you got the Giants and then the Angels. So, like, if we're gonna make any headway right now, you've got to do it with these next two series. And I don't expect anything, but, they played the Dodgers tough in 2 out of 3.
And that's enough. I think so. That's going to sell some jerseys.
6:40 tonight here at Coors.
Okay.
Rockies.
Plan accordingly. Absolutely. Did the Avs have a press conference?
No, I didn't see it yesterday.
Okay,
I didn't see it. I know their end of year, and this very well could be, Sean, because I got that from Sean Keeler when he was on with Brady, and he may have just misspoke, and it was just the end of the year availability, which...
That would make sense.
It was Cale Makar that talked. No Nathan MacKinnon, which I would have really liked to see Nate go and face the music. I would have, especially because it was one of the rare times we have not seen Nathan MacKinnon play like the best player in the world. And I would have really liked to take him, have him lead by being out there and say either, where you're at with Bednar, where you're at with the team. Like, I want to hear from that, but he's a very emotional guy. And I don't know. I feel like as the leader of this team, you got to be there. You got to say something at the end of the, like, it's like, hey, guys, great year.
Well, he joined the same monastery that Wemby did.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's, you may not have noticed him. Yeah, he was wearing a robe.
Oh, let's have some fun today, shall we? We've got the Entertainment Hour coming up.
That will be fun. Hour. We're going to do fun stuff in that.
Review Jack Ryan Ghost Wars, I believe is the name of it.
Yeah, it is a new big one. These films are always, the Jack Ryan series and films have always been incredibly popular from Tom Clancy.
Yeah, Jack, I think this may be the first one I have ever watched.
Wasn't it Tom Cruise beforehand?
I think
did
so.
Did he play Jack Ryan and...
Or did he do Jack Reacher? I get confused between Jack Reacher and Jack Ryan.
You might be right.
Because I think John Krasinski's been Jack Ryan the entire series.
Was Harrison Ford him beforehand? I thought there was somebody else, but we have time to find that out. Susan, if you're listening, you have an assignment. Absolutely.
Baldwin in the first film adaptation, The Hunt for Red October. Apparently that's in the same universe.
Okay, yeah.
Harrison Ford played the character in two films.
The Patriot Games.
Patriot Games and Clear and Present Danger.
There you go.
Ben Affleck took over the role for the prequel reboot, The Sum of All Fears, back in 2002.
What is this? You go from Batman to that role?
Chris Pine starred in the origin story film, Jack Ryan. But John Krasinski, since 2018, has been the character in the television series, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan on Prime Video.
Okay.
So it's been John Krasinski on that. But,
his first movie of it, because the other was a series.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this might be the first movie.
And I don't know a lot about it, but...
I didn't. I just know it existed.
It did exist because I watched it. Yep, it did exist. But we'll review that coming up at the 7 o'clock hour. Smash, Trash, or Compost presented by A1 Organics in the 8 o'clock hour. And then Wine at 9. We're down a man today. No Cody Wilson today. So we'll see.
I will have his, or is it possible to get Wine Review Brady?
It might be. I forgot to ask throughout the course of the week. So.
I was going to text you last night and see if there was a possibility of Wine Review Brady, because I thought Cody was out to the 8th.
Yeah, he is, and we're down two men next week, because Kevin McFarling is gone next week as well.
Oh, I can fill his glass.
I'll call Lyle.
Okay, that works.
6:24 the time now. Habba Jeeba to you. Thanks for listening to Good Morning NOCA. We've got our right-hand construction poll question coming your way next.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination, and we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them I like toast. Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
Who is that?
That is...
I get up in the morning.
That is Haywood Banks. I remember seeing him 30, 40 years ago playing a song where he hits his toaster and sings about toast. Thought it was a good lead in to what we're going to do.
So I got to be honest, and you sensed it through my text last night. When you said this poll question, I'm like, toast? And the first response from HVAC guy, laughing face, like slices of bread.
Yes.
Our right-hand construction poll question. What is your favorite thing to cook in a toaster?
Mm-hmm.
I know.
No. Tanner right away goes, well, what? There's like three answers.
Well, you provided.
What that's going to be?
You provided all three answers.
I did, and then you write back with, "What about? Do you cook your Pop-Tarts?" And I'm thinking, well, there's two answers to that question. That's a much better variety.
But that's one we can, because you do, don't you?
Cook them?
Yeah.
Depends on the time frame.
And I think that's sacrilegious. So
depends on what your time situation is. See, but all of these are encompassed in the conversation we're about to have.
When I refreshed this text line and saw that from HVAC guy at 513, it cracked me up because I'm like, that was my response.
Yes.
What is your...
It was on this date that the pop-up toaster was patented. All right, so the toaster has been a life changer for many people. Mm-hmm. To this day, I think one of the most amazing smells in the world is walking into a room where they're cooking toast.
Agree.
And cinnamon sugar toast was just a treat for us when we were a kid.
Yeah.
You know, Mom would make that stuff up. I've always loved peanut butter and jelly toast, just butter on bread. But Pop-Tarts have been a favorite. Let's be specific. My favorite thing to put in a toaster, brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts.
See, like, that's...
slightly overcooked.
You're ruining them.
Slightly
that's
overcooked.
No.
Why?
Those
you don't cook your Pop-Tarts?
No.
What the hell is wrong with you? Have you read the directions?
Into my mouth.
Pop-Tarts, because they pop up from there. Also, a freshly toasted bagel. Put in there. Some love the cream cheese on it.
That was Chad's answer. Was bagel.
Straight up butter. For me, I'm hooked on this croissant bread. I love croissants, but you can buy a loaf of bread that is made of the croissant dough. And that stuff makes the most incredible toast. Give me an English muffin. Give me a toaster von strudel, as we used to call it. I'd like to make apple strudel, those toaster strudels.
Hey,
Then I would take the icing packet and I would do artwork on it.
Yeah, that was my answer. Okay,
that's terrible. I'm still so mad.
I just need you to know, as I was building this poll question last night to pose in my brain, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Of all poll questions to question, you picked this one. Here's how the poll question goes each week, usually, by the way. I'll say, hey, what about this? Yeah, I was thinking this, and then we do that.
That's not true.
I never get anything without some kind of debate, I can actually hear them going, respond to this one because more than anything, this isn't up yours, Tanner.
Well, it was just funny because HVAC guy's response was the first thing in my head.
Yep, laughing, slices of bread. Ever use your toaster for something else?
Toaster strudels.
You ever put one of them Uncrustables in the toaster?
No, but that's Antonio's answer here. Smucker's Strawberry Uncrustable, because you know with a name like Smucker's, it has to be good. that was Antonio's response this morning. Chad said a bagel. Terry, bread. Pretty exciting, huh? Tammy said Pop-Tarts. And other Tammy said bagel and French toast sticks.
Oh, okay. There we go. There's another good one.
Let's go to the Clearwater Products Hotline.
Boy, so many responses to a question that literally had like three possible answers.
Well, I mean, they're all... Anyhow, we've got the Lonster up there. Lonnie, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, and happy Havajiba.
Yeah, happy this.
I hear you. I hear you, Brian.
And I think the duality of our listenership, because it is the duality of man and what makes Good Morning NoCo the deuce work, is that half the audience goes, that's the dumbest effing poll question I've ever seen. And half the audience goes, oh, you can. Lonster, you're the other half I'm getting to. The other half is like, there's so many good options in this. Let's do this. And that's what makes this show work.
Yes, you can get specific. Lonnie, what's your favorite thing to cook in the toaster?
Waffles.
Yeah, Eggo waffles or...
Yep.
Yeah, I Eggo, always love the Eggo. Waffles. Yeah, and yep. I like the buttermilk ones. I'll take the original, but I like the buttermilk.
Oh, you're not the only one. I do, too.
Yeah, good stuff, man.
I could go for a stack of those. I asked my wife last night, what would your answer be to this question? She goes, Lego my... effing Eggo. Like it was she didn't say effing, but it was so I'm with you guys. Like, I do like a good Eggo, but I've just never thought of that. That's what I think's funny.
That's
about
why
this.
We do this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lonnie,
that's what makes it fun.
That's right, buddy. buddy.
It is.
That's right.
I've enjoyed this conversation about this poll question a lot. A lot so far this morning. Lonster, Eaton going today, 12:30. It's either going to be Devlin or the Classical Academy. You think Eaton comes out today?
Eaton does come out. It's going to be Eaton and University.
Yeah.
Oh, won't that be something else if that happens?
Oh, that's going to be really.
Man. And hopefully it's closer than what it was last week, a 19-2 game. University stomped them.
Just had their number. They took them out of the field.
They did.
They've got to want this so bad.
Yeah, they really do. Jerry Schimmel, Bruce Dick on the call tomorrow.
Awesome.
Kyle Johnson, Bruce Dick on the call today.
You know, it sounds good. Hey, I'll tell you what, that was a great fun deal with Jerry Schimmel yesterday.
Well, thank you, Lonster.
He's something else.
Yeah,
he really is.
So good. He's just so good at his jobs, whatever they are.
I do have one question to ask you guys. Hey, what's the name of this coffee place, and where is it located in Longmont? Do you know?
It is Best Day Coffee and Crepes.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. I don't know in Longmont exactly where it's at, but I can pull it up and get the address at some point, Lonster. I'll slip it into a random conversation. So you got to be listening from now until 10. I'll have the exact address for you.
Okay, that works.
All right, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Lonnie.
Hey, for sure, and happy Habajiba, Northern Colorado.
Habajiba,
there
buddy.
You go. There's the Lonster this morning. So what is your favorite thing to cook in a toaster? That is our
fork.
Right-hand construction poll question this morning. 6:38 the time now. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo. I love you. I think that song should restore peace in the Aloe Fiber Studios.
Young Americans.
I didn't know who sang it, but
David
it's
good. David
Bowie. Okay.
It's very nice.
Not a big David Bowie guy.
You're probably more of a David Bowie guy than you know.
I don't think so. Maybe. He's not a great voice.
Oh, okay.
Not a great. Okay, then there goes there goes the piece.
All right. Why don't you let's get this out of the way. The new Paul McCartney album came out this morning. Pretty excited. Tell me how terrible an 83-year-old's new album is going to be.
Oh, I'm sure it's. I'm sure. What did I do with this?
You
like that one? What did I end up doing with the song that we did, Smash Trash or Compost?
You composted
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it'll be good, or it'll be compost at least at A1 Organics, open Saturdays.
Well, we'll see what song shows up. In Smash, Trash, or Compost.
Got a couple of recs. Who am I? Got a couple of recommendations from listeners, too. So we can start.
Well, you know how
in.
I feel about those.
I know it is. Hey, enjoy those outside get-togethers in comfort this summer. Thanks to Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. They provide protection with intention. Simply put, they make outside fun again in a responsible manner for pets, your people, and your property. Go to noco.mosquitojoe.com. That's noco.mosquitojoe.com. We've got...
what's your favorite thing to cook in the toaster? And yes, bread is a great answer. Do you have a specific kind of bread? I like English muffin bread.
My answer was toaster strudels, but you took it from me.
I was just mentioning things that it could be because... You were convinced it was like, there's only three answers to this question. Let's do you cook your Pop-Tarts or not? Because I can get mad about that.
Yeah, correct.
That's right.
Yeah, that is 100% accurate. Our good friend...
how can you not cook a Pop-Tart?
Commissioner Ross. No. Good friend Commissioner Ross just sent me a link to a pop-up two hot dog and bun toaster with mini tongs.
Okay, now, see? There's some great stuff going on here.
He said, does this count?
Yes, it does.
You microwave your wiener. No,
toast your wiener.
Don't
yes.
microwave your wiener.
You shouldn't. That has nothing to do with the poll question.
6:44 the time. Let's get to the KFKA News and Sports Center.
Mom, come get me. Yeah.
Wilson, Denver Fur Range weather meteorologist with his forecast for today.
What are we looking at?
For the I-25 corridor in Front Range, it's warm, breezy, and scattered afternoon showers is what we're in store for. Highs is 72 to 85 today. It's a 13-degree range, in case you can't do math.
Pretty wide open there. A lot of margin for error.
Breezy with gusts, 20 to 30 miles per hour. Scattered afternoon storms after 1 p.m. isolated to severe storms, mainly north and east.
Of what?
Of the I-25 corridor Front Range.
Okay, so, where are we?
Can we break it down to us?
I get so confused with direction.
I'm like he's putting the graphics, and I'm a big fan of the graphics. So he's got Western Slope, not us. Mountains and foothills, not us. I-25 corridor and Front Range, us. Southeast Wyoming, Northeast Colorado, not us. Southeast Colorado and Wyoming that he's got on his little graphic. So at least, you know, you can go just straight to that one graphic for us.
Now, so we're I-25 corridor
and Front Range, yep.
Even here in Greeley?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. close to it. We're right in between that and Northeast
Colorado. See, I thought we're kind of, we have our own thing. You know?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Sounds like it could be some severe storms for eastern Colorado today. And obviously, that's typically how it works.
Yes.
Right? They come off the mountains. We get a little bit of it. And then they boom. They just get hit all that dry air, that energy out east, and they explode. So sounds like that could be an issue today. Quickly, joke of the day. 1 to 10.
Okay.
What should you do with a sick chemist?
What?
If you can't helium and you can't curium, you might as well bury them. I don't want to do these anymore.
Okay.
I don't want to do these anymore.
Nobody is forcing you.
I know.
Okay, but I'm getting tired of saying two.
Yeah, I think we're not even going to judge that one today. We're going to forget that even happened.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
H2O, that was awful. No?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Brian, you're better than that.
Crap tonight?
You're better than that.
Okay.
You're better.
Come on now.
Sorry,
I didn't mean to get involved.
Okay. It's a potassium joke. 6:54 the time.
Oh, I get it. It's a potassium joke.
Oh, God. The deuce.
I got a banana.
Good morning, Noco. The
it
deuce.
It has potassium, yes.
Let's get to the KFK.
Oh, are we going to a break?
Market report. The Ag Report. Western Ag Network.
Welcome back in. It's Good Morning NoCo and happy Friday morning to you. 6:58. Going to be a decent day today. Winds could get whipping up. We've got a chance of those showers coming our way. Oh, thank you, Tanner. I appreciate that very much. It's really nice. Tanner doing so many nice things for me right now. He's back in here. Thank you.
Yeah, I was late because I had to go get your Pepsi for you.
Well, you know, we all have our jobs. I wanted this open.
Oh.
Jeez. You know, you try to give people an opportunity. You know, that's what I'm all about. Thank you. All right. You may go back to your room. Oh, man. All right, it's starting to get worked out a bit. We'll get things settled in as we get ready for the entertainment hour. Be sure to pour Susan's coffee for her.
Yeah, I'll get on it. It's brewing now. We've got the entertainment hour, as Brian just said, coming up where Susan Moore will join us. We'll review Jack Ryan Ghost Wars. Interested to get your guys' thoughts on this.
Me too.
To hear what you guys have to say. We'll talk about what we're watching. You want to share that with us today, please do. And also, what's your favorite thing to cook in a toaster? Keeping it simple for you here on a Friday.
Shut up.
It's Good Morning NoCo. We're presented by Lemons Heating and Cooling. And we will be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.